ABC Radio Australia. We'll rub some dirt on it and get on with the match. That's one past player's reflection on the way the game of rugby union used to treat concussion injuries. And even though times are changing and much work is going into concussion awareness, training and treatment, players often still feel under pressure to skirt around the system and stay on the field. As Richard Ewart reports, these are the issues explored in a new documentary movie called Knocked, and it will strike a particular chord in the Pacific where fans expect their players to be hard at it from first minute to last.
If you didn't get up and play on, it was sort of seen as you being soft, particularly, you know, back at home where it's all about that collision and trying to be dominant in the contact area. If you got smashed and it was around the head and you got knocked out, you didn't want to show that because it was a sign of weakness.
The founder of Pacific Rugby Players Welfare, Dan Leo, admitting to the makers of Knocked that in his playing days, his own welfare wasn't always a priority. And it's stories like that from the former Manu Samoa international and tragedies like that involving advocate Peter Robinson, who lost his rugby-playing son as a result of concussion injuries, that inspired co-producer Tom Fox to make the film.
It just felt like this is something that needed to be not only broadcast to the rugby public, but the public in general.
Concussion is the most common type of rugby match injury at a rate of 1 in 5, and those figures have been rising. But as the Rugby Football Union's Dr. Simon Kemp explains in the documentary, the symptoms are still far from being well understood.
So this is the real challenge with concussion recognition. Sometimes it's obvious. Loss of consciousness, unsteadiness, or a convulsion. Sometimes what you see happens within the first few seconds and then goes. Sometimes what you see develops over 12 to 24 hours and may be as subtle as a player not sleeping well or feeling a little bit more emotional than normal.
I think Sam Peters, a journalist, noted that he was talking to Lewis Moody, a former England international, and he said it used to be actually funny. If someone was sick on the side of the pitch, he used to laugh at them if they couldn't remember where they were. And I think from that point to where we're at now, there has been a big shift. I think players are more willing to talk about it now.
And on the back of that wind of change, Tom Fox says education is essential, and doubly so in a region like the Pacific, and particularly at the lower levels of the game.
In the amateur and community game, all you can do is educate people on the symptoms, and that's particularly relevant in Samoa and Tonga and these places where it's such a physical game and so much emphasis placed on the hit and the tackle.
As regional training manager for Oceania Rugby, Talima Wonga is tasked with getting the message across about concussion and how to deal with it.
We are also moving into making welfare part of everybody's challenge, right from the administrators, the parents, the teachers, the coaches. They have to understand this. So it's the intention of Oceania Rugby always to make sure we look after our players.
But as another Irish international, Lynn Cantwell, confesses in Knocked, the temptation to play on regardless can be overwhelming.
I'm a physio, I should know better. I got concussed in the first game of the World Cup, and I was aware that if I had spoken about it, I would have been ruled out for the rest of the campaign.
Talima Wonga says a player's desire to stay out there at all costs is perfectly understandable, but it's an attitude that has to change for the sake of their own welfare.
Some of them will try to go around the system, and this is where we are training the union and advising them. And every AGM and every training week, we run a session on player welfare and concussion and understanding, recognize and remove. Not only face-to-face, but we also have materials online.
And as Tom Fox points out, there is more than one way to get a concussion.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a bang to the head. It's the rapid acceleration or deceleration of the head. So it could be an impact on somewhere else in the body, but that force is applied to the brain. So I think it's massively relevant in Pacific Island countries and the community amateur level that there's an awareness around the symptoms.
As a former Manu Samoa international, Dan Leo says the debate about concussion has made him think about would he want his child playing rugby. But Talima Wonga says serious as concussion is, it's important to put matters in a broader context because the risk factors, even in rugby, are still small.
The most dangerous part about a rugby game is not the rugby game itself, but the travel to and from. It's been found that they are prone to be in an accident when they are travelling to and from the game rather than the game itself.
Nevertheless, Oceania Rugby will continue to spread the message about concussion as widely as possible in the Pacific and the education to go with it. And to watch the documentary Knocked in its entirety for free, you can go to rugbypass.com.